Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Rain. 57 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. 56 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 56 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 54 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 43 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. 40 degrees.
Echo Victor, testing the output of a measure thing. Okay, my next transmission will be with the carbon. Carbon fiber on WIP, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, if I had delayed it, you were probably just a little bit louder that time. That was unexpected. It should be blocking it because I haven't cut. I don't get the USB, but I suspect next month somebody will write about it and say that they have a food source.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees.
QSD, good evening everyone, this is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat and I will be next control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday night on the WA room and repeater and echo link. This is a direct attack and is open to all licensed. Not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. All licensed amateurs are most welcome and encouraged to attend. The purpose of the event is to deliver practice and control techniques, exchange information, and ask questions and answer questions at the rest of time. The WAQM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeat and advises that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I suspect right now we have very, very weak audio, and Jan, W2PUT, as the repeater owner, has advised me there's a receiver problem. The current repeater hardware is 50 years old, and he is working hard to replace it, so sometime in the near future we may have a brand new repeater system up there. I think we owe a great deal of thanks to W2PUT and his colleagues for everything they're doing. I'm going to switch to Echolink, and I predict that the Echolink station will come banging in without any problems whatsoever. And if anyone can get to Echolink, I strongly recommend you go to Echolink, because I think that signal will be much better. And in a second, WA4GSR.
Kilowatt. Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo. KBSWR, name's Jeff, in and out.
KE8 PWE. Okay, this is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. Net control now on Echolink. and I will take Echolink check-ins first. Echolink check-ins first, and then we'll go back to RF. So if you are on Echolink, please call me. Please join the net now. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. Okay, maybe I went out of turn. WDSR or W4DSR KE8PWV on Echolink only.
WD0BCF. Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra John Echolink.
Okay, this is, I have KE8PWV, WD0BCF, KB8OIS, all on Echolink. Do I have any other Echolink stations that wish to check in?
KB8SWR, email.
Okay, I have KB8SWR, in and out. So the situation with the repeater is this. It apparently has a intermittent problem in the receiver. I'm going to repeat what I said on RF in the hope that more people can understand it. The Dan W2PUT is going to put in a new repeater system. The hardware there is now currently 50 years old and obviously in need of replacement. So that will happen sometime in the near future. Until then, we're just going to have to link along. Or limp along, link, pun intended. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to work the Echolink stations first, and then I'm going to go back to RF, and we'll see if anybody can copy me on RF. If not, we'll just go ahead and shut the network down. So the message is, if you can get to Echolink, please connect via Echolink for tonight's W8UM and Sunday night network. So first up is KE8PWV. Good evening. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Pat and folks on the net. I'm doing pretty well. This is Mike, KE8PWV. I'm doing a lot better than the repeater. I did tune up the RF, and the Echolink does come in a little bit louder over RF. I know, observed. You probably have done the same. Not much to report tonight. You know, that four-letter word, yes, we talked about it last week, work. And I'll take your advice here, Pat. One of these days I will join your ranks. Trust me. shouldn't say that, probably. All right, so anyways, back to net control. KE8PWV, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and thanks for joining us and working through, being patient as we work through the hardships here. Anyway, next up is WD0BCF, Larry. Larry, how is the signal in Houston?
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo on Echolink.
Okay, I have NASPE for check-in. I'm waiting to hear from WD0BCF. Larry, are you still on frequency? Okay, nothing heard. We'll try him. We'll try Larry again later. Next up is KB8OIS, followed by SWR, who is IO, input, output. John, how are you this evening? And any news from the shack?
KB8OIS, doing well. I was up in the shack the other day, and there's been a lot of contacts to Asia. Some of our old-time members, I guess, were up there the past couple of weeks. They've logged in Japan, China, Indonesia, Russia. So some great contacts from the shack. Back to you, Pat, and everybody else, KB8OIS.
So So, John, I was wondering what the status of the old EchoLink connection was that used the 2-meter rig in the stack. And until the W8UM repeater is fixed, and with the Aero Club's permission, if we could go to the 9-6 machine and fix up a temporary EchoLink node to it that runs just for the Sunday night net. So what's the status of the old EchoLink connection in the shack? Is it still there, and could it be resuscitated easily?
It is in storage in the shack, resuscitated, possibly. I don't know how much time it would take. We also have two other opportunities. Our 440, we have two 440 repeaters that are working very well. 444.075 and 444.975 are both excellent repeaters that are underutilized. So those are two options.
Can we connect EchoLink to either or both, to one of those machines? Over.
Again, it would probably take some time. I haven't played around with that in over a year now, so I guess I'd have to pull everything out and figure out how to get it up and running, but I'm willing to give it a try. I plan on being up in the shack, I think, on Tuesday evening.
Okay, let's run that one by Dan and see what he says, and maybe we'll have to do that just if we can't get the old EchoLink node going, but on the 9-6 machine, assuming permission of the Aero Club. Okay, so I'm going to work through the rest. I have KB8SWR, who was just in and out, but I'll give you a chance to talk anyway, followed by N8SBE. KB8SWR, anything to say?
I was just in and out. Kids are in here, so it was kind of loud. But yeah, I'll jump in here. Dan will jump in there after a while, probably, and check in. The All-Star sounds good coming across RF, I guess. So it's just the main receiver that is having issues, and it's been worked on, but it's not enough time in the day to get everything done that needs to be done. So it'll get fixed eventually. Not sure why the receiver wants to keep going south, but could have something to do with being 50 years old. Everybody knows after you get over 50, everything just kind of starts falling apart. So back to you, KBSWR.
Okay, well, thanks for your comments. And, you know, once a repeater needs Social Security or Medicare, it's probably in some strife there. So, finally, on the EchoLink check-in is November 8, SBE. Go ahead and welcome to the net.
Yeah, sorry, this is November 8, here, not the Loco. I haven't run EchoLink on my phone in quite some time, so it took me a little bit to get the thing up and going and get it connected in. Sorry, I ended up busting in on top of somebody else. What's interesting is that the audio from the EchoLink that goes out over the air that I'm listening to on the receiver here on 2 meters sounds a whole lot better than what it sounds like coming out of the phone here. So this seems to be somewhat distorted. Other than that, I don't really have too much else helpful here. Back to net.
Okay, thank you for your comments. It's pretty good on my phone, but I agree it could be better. And how much of that is a function of the phone, and how much of that is a function of the internet linkage, I simply don't know. So I have gone through all the stations that have checked in on EchoLink. I'm going to do one more call for EchoLink stations only, and then I'm going to switch to RF and see if anybody can copy me on RF and if we have any check-ins left there. So do I have any more EchoLink check-ins? Please call WA4DSR now.
Hello, this is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Sierra Alpha.
Sorry for the late check-in. I, too, was trying to get Echolink working on my telephone. You sound great over the air on RF, by the way. Thank you.
This is WD0BCM in Houston.
WD2PUT.
Okay, I have KE8PSA Scott. I think I had WD0BCF back in there, and W2PUT at the end. So let me start with KE8PSA. Scott, welcome back to the net. Any final comments?
Just want to say good evening, gentlemen. It's good to hear you guys. That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, good signal, good audio. So WD0BCF, did I hear you again in there, Larry? Go ahead.
WD0BCF in Houston, doing a lot of listening and enjoying it. And so good audio of everything. So that's an improvement. Back to you, Pat.
Okay, thank you, Larry. Always great to hear from you. And stay safe in Houston, watching the terrible storms in the south. Finally, but not absolutely least, is W2PUT. Dan, everything is yours.
Hi, good evening, Pat. Yeah, I'm coming in via All-Star. I'm listening to places. I'm listening on, you know, via the network. Everybody, of course, sounds good. You know, through the network, you know, from the Echolink or that or the All-Star connection. And I'm also listening on another radio over RF, and you know, so the anything coming through the network sounds good coming over the air. You know, the problem is the you know, the repeater input. I did remote into it to see if I could bring the audio up, and it's basically maxed out. There, she doesn't have anything left to give, but you know. Somebody goes up and literally kicks the cabinet, it might come back to where it's supposed to be. You know, they had intermittent issues for a very long time. But yeah, I've got another repeater lined up to acquire. I just have to get a transporter here, get it programmed and tuned. You know, the interface to the repeater controller / node controller is via USB, so I can have it ready to pretty much take up and unplug the old plug in the new movie RF connections and make a audio alignment once it's up on site. But yeah, only so many hours in the day. We're getting more daylight since. The seasonal changes here, so I hope to have that done sometime. It might take another month or two just with logistics to get it completed and up there. But you know, it is what it is. You know, the old MyCore is you know, those have been discontinued since I think the last MyCores rolled off the line around 1990. I think this one was built sometime. Late 70s, so she's just old and tired. That's all I got. Back to you. W2PUT.
Okay, thank you, Dan. That was great, and we'll look forward to a new repeater. And again, if you need anything, just holler. I would say, as what was commented on previously, the audio is better on the repeater RF than it is on my iPhone. Things are just clearer on the repeater RF than they are on my iPhone. And I don't know if other Echolink folks are hearing the same thing, but we'll find out at the end of the net. So at this point,
I'm going to go to RF and issue a call there, and so the audio coming will be much weaker, and we'll just see if anybody can understand me, or if we have any patients that can holler long enough or loud enough to try to get in. So I'm going to switch to RF. WA4DSR, back in 1 second.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. Okay, this is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo on RF. Do we have any stations that can hear me that want to check in on RF only? Call WA4DSR, net control now.
Alpha Charlie, Tango Oscar.
Okay, uniform. And I'm on my outdoor antenna, so within reasonable distance, you should be able to hear me on the reverse.
Whiskey 8, Echo Mike Victor.
Whiskey Tango. Well, it's not a bad haul. I guess people can hear me. ACHTO, WSAU, WADMV, I think it was W8 Alpha Whiskey Tango. So we're a little bit running out of time here. So let me start with ACHTO, followed by WSAU. ACHTO, not a bad signal tonight. Any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ATO John. Not much news. I'll start by thanking Dan for the repeater work. I know that can be frustrating, and good luck with that. Thank you again. And I'm noting earlier here at the beginning of the net, your RF was, the audio has always been low, but it was clear early. Now there's quite a strong hum. I don't know what to make of that, but everything has been copyable, both Echolink and RF. I've noticed some brief dropouts on both, not enough to interfere with copying, just like a pause of, I don't know, 100 milliseconds or something, fractions of a second, but I can copy everybody just fine. So thanks, and good luck with any work. That's it. ACATO.
Okay. Not perfect copy on that. No problem. A little bit of hum. You're not the only one hearing it. Next up is WSAU, Matt, followed by EMB. Matt, you're coming in loud and strong.
Thanks for ringing the net, Pat, and thanks, Dan, for the work on the repeater, or future work on the repeater, or actually, I guess, both. So also, there seems to be an echo on the audio coming out of the repeater for some reason. I don't know what that, why that is. Maybe there's an echoing station that's still turned on or something, but it seems like even when other stations are transmitting, it seems to be doing it, so I'm not sure where that's coming from. Let's see. I went to Skywarn training on Saturday morning. I got up early for that, and somehow I started all day, and then was like wide awake at 7 a.m. until like 7 a.m. the next morning, which was a little weird, but that kind of screwed up my sleep schedule somehow. And I thought the repeater had been replaced some time ago. I thought that LG, I thought there was 2G moles that were connected together for the repeater, but I thought it had been replaced some time ago, but I guess we're still running that. Anyhow, back to that. WSAU.
Okay, Matt, thanks for the comment. I disconnected from Echolink, so I hope maybe the echo has gone away, although I wasn't on transmitting there. Next up is WADMV. Ed, what do you have for us tonight?
Thanks, WADMV. Only a bit of news is I was down in Toledo. They got a Toledo ham this morning. Saw a number of folks in the air group. The usual mix of Ohio and Michigan plates in the parking lot of Adams College. Didn't come home with any treasures, but had a list of things that looked enticing in case I happen to see them again. With that, back to that, this is WADMV.
Good luck with the Toledo group. You seem to be coming in really strong and overdriving the Echolink node, even though you're on RF. So, for some reason, the audio tonight is quite good. Finally, but not least, is W8AWT. Augustine, how are you this evening?
This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango. Good evening, everybody.
I'm doing pretty good. Asked my dad to help me clean off my radio desk just before the net, so that I could access everything. I'm planning on bringing my this mobile unit without antenna or battery, but just the mobile unit with me to my occupational therapy appointment on Monday, so that I can demonstrate to my occupational therapist how my lack of strength and dexterity in my hands has been affecting my ability to push the buttons on this radio. So that's all for me for tonight. Whiskey 8, Alpha Whiskey Tango, back to tonight.
All right, Augustine. Well, good luck with the occupational therapist. I used to use the rigs on my left hand, even though I'm right-handed, and somehow my thumb just got whacked out of just having to press the any tone switch so hard that it took a while to recover. So now I'm on my right hand, and I'm using my fingers to press the push guitar button hard, and life seems to be a lot better. So anyway, it's 26 minutes past the hour. Do I have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call 784-DSR now. Okay, nothing heard. So I think with that, we'll close down the net. Same time, same frequency next week. And I look forward to hearing all of you and even more at that time. Tonight, we had a good haul. 11 stations checking in. Plus myself, for a total of 12 stations on frequency who actually transmitted, plus those who listened. And it was a very, very good net despite the difficulties. And we all wish Dan, W2PUT, all the best in getting a new system online, and to thank him tremendously for all the work that he and his colleagues have put into the system. So with that, this is WA4DSR for you.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees.